Now we are discussing the point number 8. What are the effects of listening Harikatha from Gurudev's lotus lip? There are so many types of bhakti, so many limbs of bhakti, about 64 kinds. Among 64, 9 are prominent. 9 limbs of bhakti are prominent. When Hiranyakasipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, "What is the best you have learned in your school?" that Prahlad Maharaj, being only 5 years aged boy, he replied to Hiranyakasipu, "Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasam sukhamatmanivedanam iti pungsarpita Vishnu bhaktischanavalakhana Priyati Bhagavatadha Tanmanne Ditamuttamam." Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 5, Sloka number 23 and 24. So here you can type the meaning from English Bhagavat. Sravanam Kirtanam. First, Prahlad Maharaj told to Sravan. So if we do Sravan properly, then we can do Kirtan properly. Unless until someone not doing Sravan, he is not qualified to do Kirtan. So if you want to preach, you have to first have to do Sravan from bona fide Gurudev or bona fide Vaishnavas. So we have heard from Srila Gurudev and our Guru Parampara and other Vaishnavas, when Srila Gurudev or any bona fide Vaishnava speaking Harikatha, then you have to give up your all job, all business, and have to attend his class and listen to Harikatha attentively. If you not do so, one day your other will be after 15 minutes, juice, 15, 20 minutes, 20 minutes. If you not do so, your all limbs of bhakti will go away. So first we have to do Sravan, and it is well known to all of us and well known to whole world that Parikshit Maharaj, he not render any service to in assembled devotees who assembled in his during his death. Only he did Sravan. Only by Sravan, what he did, he attained Krishna Prem. So it mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Purva Vibhag, reference number 2/129, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. He told Sri Vishnu Sravane Parikshit Avabad Vyasa Ki Kirtane Prahladaha smarani tadangri bhajane lakshmi prithi pujane akrurstavi bandane kapipatir dasyata sakhya arjuna sarabhatma nivedane baliya bhut krishna rapti sangparam. King Parikshit, only hearing Harikatha from Sukhdev Goswami, Sukhdev Goswami only by kirtan, Prahlad Maharaj only smaran, Lakshmi Devi only by massaging Vishnu's feet, Prithu Maharaj only worshipping, Akrur only by stav stuti, Hanuman only by servitor mood, Arjun only by friendship, and Bali Maharaj, everything surrendered to Bhagavan, Atmanivedan. By that they attained Bhagavan, the service of Bhagavan, Krishna Prem. So, Abdu Sravan at first. What will be result if we listen Harikatha? It mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Sloka number 17. Srinnatang sa kataha krishna purna sravana kirtanaha hriddantasthi yavadrani vidhunoti srit satam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleans desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his message, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Then type the purport, no need to write purport, but type purport.
Srinathang sa katha Krishna. Sa means own. Who is Krishna's own? All Brajavasis, they are Krishna's own. Moreover, all Sakhas, Krishna's own. More superior, his parents, like Sri Nanda and Yasoda. And four more brothers of Nanda, Upananda, Abhinanda, Sannada, Nandan, their wives, Tungi, Pibari, Pubala, Atula, all are in parental mood. And there are so many Mother Yashoda Sakhis and Nanda was friend, all their parental mood. They are superior to Sakhas. Moreover, all gopis. Among them, Sri Lalita, Visakha, Chitta, Champaklata, Tungavidya, Indulekha, Rangadevi, Sudevi, there are more superior. Among them, Sri Chandravali and Srimati Radhika, moreover, Srimati Radhika. So, Katha means Krishna's own Katha, who is contact with Srimati Radhika. What pastimes took place with Srimati Radhika, that is Krishna Sakatha. we will listening Harikatha, which connected with Radhika, then Krishna will be more pleased. Then heart will be cleansed very easily. Once, one new devotee came to our spiritual grandsire, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and he asked, "My heart is full of lust. How I can get rid from this?" And Srila Swami Maharaj replied, "You can listen Rasalila, then you can get rid from the lust." So I am giving one two example about Sakatha. Srila Rupa Goswami Pada has explained in his Bhakti Samhita Sindhu 2554. Maya Digopi Narpita Sumukhi Dadni Tubham Sakhe Sakitava Nirargala Tadapi Me Mukhang Jigrati Prasadi Tadimam Mudha Chalita Sadhu Mituchate Badatta Janidutika Hasita Rodhena No Chama. Sometime Jatla is going out from Javat. Seeing this, any Sakhi call Krishna and arrange meeting with Radhika. All of a sudden, Jatila came back, not going other village, and saw that Sri Krishna and Sri Radhika, Sri Krishna is playing with Srimati Radhika, Jatila's daughter-in-law. Seeing this, Jatila became very angry. And he pointing with Radhika and pointing a pointy finger specially towards Sri Krishna. Then Krishna told, "My dear lady, I am taking vow. I never look towards even your fresh yogurt. Still, this lady, your daughter-in-law, she became doubtful upon me and told that I have taken yogurt from your yogurt pot. So he want to confirm this. So by force, she is smelling my mouth. Please teach your daughter-in-law. I am a saintly person. He should not behave and should not doubt uselessly upon me." So hearing this, the other Sakhis and especially the messenger who invited Krishna to come here, she could not check her laughing. So Chakravarti Thakur explained the commentary this from about this slok. I'm giving another example. There are so many. I'm giving another example. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 4119. Madvesena puraha sthitau harirasau putro aham evasmite pasyettachyuta jalpa vishasitaya sangrambha rajya dadrisa mametis स्फलदक्षरे जटिलया व्यकृष निष्कासिते पुत्रे प्रांगणतः सखीकुलम पुद्दंडान सुधौताधरम. वन कृष्ण केम टू श्रीमती राधिका in disguise of Abhimanyu. After some time Abhimanyu is coming. Seeing this, Sri Krishna in disguise of Abhimanyu, he went to Jatila and told, Mother, I am your son Abhimanyu. Look, that Krishna is coming in disguise of myself." So hearing this,
Jetla became faithful to Krishna, who in disguise of Abhimanyu, and became very furious.